Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again from the DMV, giving you another hot fire show on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify, as well as here on the Bashani Radio New York City and the Bashani Radio app. Don't forget, open up your iTunes or Google Play Store and download the app, hit the notification button, and each and every week you'll get to hear me as well as my colleagues at 12 noon Eastern. This week, I want to talk about this new phenomenon. And when I say phenomenon, it's a trend that the ladies and I, over the past couple of weeks, we've been truly trying to figure out regarding first dates and what our idea of a first date is. And you've heard me over plenty of shows state that a first date doesn't necessarily have to include money. It could be in a park. If you have a pet, you know, you heard me say it could be in a dog park. I don't have pets, but it could be in a dog park and an ice cream parlor, at Dunkin' Donuts. It could be anywhere. But this new trend seems to be happening of it being in your home. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm all for inviting people over to your house and having dinner and drinks, watching the game, whatever it may be, Netflix and chill, but not on the initial meeting. And I'm all for people being open and free. I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. That's not my issue. My issue is you're meeting a stranger online, and that stranger asks you to come to their home or you to come to theirs. And I know plenty of women that have allowed this. I know men that have done this. And I'm not saying that I haven't gone out on a date and then the next time the guy and I meet, I might go to his house or he might come to mine. But I'm not meeting you online, talking to you on the phone, and inviting you to my home. And for all I know, your ass could be a serial killer or a mass murderer. You could be anything. So for me, the safety of yourself is the best thing. It's always best to meet in a public location. And for, hey, fellas, this goes for you too as well. There are a lot of manipulative, cunning, and devious people out here, male and female, and whatever your preference is, male or female, your safety should always be front of mind. You should always think of safety at the highest level possible when it comes to dating. And I know that we've all been stuck in the house in the last couple of years. I know we've all had to revise how we dated because we realized how alone we were during the pandemic, because online dating and Zooming, all of this stuff went up in the past couple of years. And all of this, you know, coming to each other's homes kind of grew out of COVID. Because it got even harder. Because now you've been stuck in the house and you have to figure out how to sell yourself, how to be interesting to this individual that you're talking to on the phone. You haven't been out. Everything was shut down. You couldn't go to the gym. You couldn't go axe throwing. You couldn't go bowling, roller skating, ice skating, play baseball, basketball. You couldn't do anything because of COVID. So now you got to figure out how to be interesting. And now, coupled with COVID, we have this cost of living increase. Now you got to figure out how to go out on a date and make it affordable. I just gave you some options at the beginning of the show. And yes, fellas, the cost of the first date will be on you. But I know a lot of women like myself, we will either opt to go Dutch, and some of us may even offer to pay for the first date. I'm not one of those ladies, but some of us, you know, may do that. But this is the new normal. Men wanting you to come to their house or wanting to come to yours. And to me, it's very off-settling. It's very off-putting. And I'm saying that because, you know, I'm dating. I've been dating since I've started these shows. Right? But recently, the people that I'm meeting online are always quick to say, come to my house or can I come to yours? And to me, it's lazy. To me, it shows, it's one, it's a red flag that your only interest is in sex. Even if you say it's not, your only interest is in sex. And then more recently, it happened over the past week and I was supposed to go on a date. And in the middle of the week, the individual asked me if I would come to their house and I said, absolutely not. So let's fast forward. I called to confirm the date for the weekend. And they, you know, whoa, okay, so what are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm getting ready to settle in, watch my shows, drink a glass of wine. And their mindset, they immediately said, so that's what I mean. Why don't you come to my house? I said, because I don't effing know you. I keep forgetting. This isn't shut your ass up, so I can't drop the F-bombs. And I guess I could and just give a, you know, explicit language disclosure, but I'm not doing that because we're adults. And if your, you know, mind or your ear hurts when I drop a word or two, then maybe this isn't the show for you, because trust and believe me, it's going to happen. But I could tell that this was the second time that they asked me. And I said, you know, this is the second time that you said that. And this is the second time that I'm telling you no. And I said, and you explained to me that you have daughters, grown daughters. So if your daughter was to meet a man online, what advice would you give her? I mean, you know, she grown. I said, no, don't give me that bullshit. Because you would not advise your daughter to meet a man that she met online to go to his house. You would not advise your daughter to drive an hour to meet a man that she met online at 8 o'clock at night. I said, because I'm going to break this down for you. By the time I get to you, it'll be 9 o'clock. So then, of course, you're going to want to give me a drink or two. So now I'm going to have a drink or two. Now it's 11 o'clock. And I'll be generous and say the conversation flows and it's midnight. Now I got to drive an hour back down the road. But you're going to suggest, oh, no, you can stay here. You see where I'm going with this? That's not the advice you would give your daughter. And you're lying if you said you will. So it was at that point that I decided I was not going on the date. And no, did I tell him? I said, well, you know what? I'll talk to you later. So the next morning I get a text. It was like, are we still on for the day? I said, you know what? After our conversation last night, no. I said, the distance is going to be an issue for me. And the way in which our schedules don't line up is going to be an issue. I said, and finally, the fact that I turned you down a second time and I could hear how salty you were. I said, I think that it's best that you find someone that is closer to your location, that's okay with your schedule, and maybe doesn't mind coming to your house sight unseen. But that person isn't me. And I wish you a lot of luck and success in, you know, your dating endeavors. I left it at that. There was nothing else for me to say. No need for me to be rude. No need for me to be nasty. I said what I had to say, and I left it alone. I'm not going to allow you to make me feel bad or intimidate me or try to play the Jedi mind trick and to get me to come to you or you to come to me. It's not worth it to me. I have a phone. I have a Rolodex at my fingertips. If I want to have sex, a Rolodex. You may be listening to me right now on your same said Rolodex. And you too have a list of individuals. If you wanted to get your rocks off, have your clock clean, your back broken, whatever it is you want to call it. If you wanted to, from A to Z, You could choose a number and you could probably get somebody to do whatever. Maybe it'll take one phone call. It might take 10. All depends on how tenacious you are in finding that or having that itch scratched. But it can happen. Right? So don't let them try to make you feel selfish or make you feel like this is your last chance because you're getting older and you're lonelier. Don't allow that to happen, male and female. Don't allow that to happen. And when you look at this phenomenon of them wanting to come to your house, not only is it not safe, it's even less safe if you live alone. You may have roommates. Some people call them housemates now, but you may have housemates. And even that may not be a deterrent for somebody with ill intent on their mind. It may not be enough to deter them. So I say that to say, go out on dates. And I want you to enjoy all of the dating apps that they have out here. But you need to be mindful that you always, first and foremost, must put your safety front of mind. As I stated, safety should be viewed at a very high level. And to hell with the other individual, your safety and security must always, always come first. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.